The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. Good morning. It's Tuesday, June the 30th, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, with Carl Linda Baugh. Linda has family and guests coming in, so she's on assignment this week. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. It's Tuesday. Sun Go says, seems a bit cooler this morning. Well, Sun Go, let's find out. Bad Bob, what's the weather look like today?
Well, the forecast is for mostly sunny this morning. Some afternoon clouds, which will basically just make it slightly muggy. It's a little bit elevated humidity this morning, which is why it feels a little cooler. But just wait till it warms up to 111 degrees. Tomorrow, even more interesting, with abundant sunshine, a high of 114 being forecast. Overnight lows pushing the 80-degree mark.
Now, this is not as hot as it's going to get the rest of the week, though, right?
No, looks like, Wednesday. The forecast varies depending on who you ask. Thursday will be pretty much a bright carbon copy of Wednesday, with a high in the 112-115 range. And then it's supposed to cool off to a relatively balmy 102 by the weekend.
Okay, now 100 and how hot today?
Today we're looking at about 10, right at the 110, 111 mark. It depends on where you are, of course. If you're in the urban heat island, you're probably going to push up even a little bit higher.
Okay, 110 today, and tomorrow
115
on Wednesday. So to all my listeners, I will not get my feelings hurt if you've got dogs to walk, if you're out there on the road right now. However, you could get yourself a really nice little AM radio and take with you as you're walking down the trails.
I hasten to add, this report, not the weather, but this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, a veteran-owned business right here in town with senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, we're going to talk Anderson Explodes today. Hopefully, we're going to get the Siskiyou County Water War update from the meeting they had yesterday. And then Haven Humane's coming in with lots of tips on how to keep your animals safe during the summer here. I mean, it's 115 degrees. You know, we worry about locking animals into cars. How about just walking them on sidewalks?
Yeah, rough on them. I want to throw in there that this nullification of senior water rights is unprecedented.
Isn't it? Yeah.
And it is a step towards the People's Republic of California, wherein there will be no private property.
There will be none. Yeah. And then, wait a minute, it'll go further than that. Did you hear Governor Brown? We might as well get started on this right now. Hey, Governor Brown said, hey, he's afraid there's too many residents for the water in California. This from the man who invites illegals into the state, says, hey, we're the New Mexico, or words to that effect, and welcomes these people in here, welcomes illegals in here, so that we've got how many, 3 million illegals right here in the state of California? So that'd be 3 million people that or drinking water, taking showers. You know, I don't advocate that you cut all their water off, but when you think about it, I mean, part of the problem is we've got a lot of people here and we've got X amount of water. So yeah, what do you do? So here's what they're doing. And I never saw it until just this moment. It was like a revelation to me, is that that's why they're so hard on business. And they're taking guns away from people, and they're doing things so hard for business right here, is they want to move people out. So they have enough water, yes, but unfortunately the people that you're leaving, that you're losing, are business owners that are taking their businesses with them, and with that a tax base. Are those who have retired here, have gotten, you know, have made their lives making a living here in California, say, you know, I'm not going to, this place is crazy, I'm not going to stay here any longer, and they leave. So the people that are leaving and the people that are coming in are two different tax bases right there. Unless they're betting on the come that these people are going to be making more money as they stay.
I heard a public service announcement that just made me writhe. It was like, water your trees and shrubs and let your lawns fade to gold. Oh, please. It's Brown, dictated by Governor Brown.
Brown. That's okay. Hey, you know what? I haven't washed my truck in a month. That's maybe not unusual, really, for people that know me. But no, I mean, I haven't washed my truck in a month. And in fact, you know, I clean out the back and kind of vacuum it. It needs to happen, but I haven't washed it in a month. But that's okay. We figured out how many car washings can we do a month. So Linda does hers, and I just don't do mine. Vaccine bill in front of Governor Brown. Now, do I believe vaccines can cause death and disorder and dyslexia and autism? That's been proven to me. On the other hand, what has been proven to me is parents have the rights to on their children. They have the rights to know about their children. They have, you know, as long as that child is under their roof and they have to, and they're taking care of it. And that means from age 18 under. So long as that child's under the roof, they've got a lot to say about that, what happens to that child.
If they choose not
to vaccinate that child for certain things, where does the state take away their rights and say that, you know, it's one thing to say if your child's not being vaccinated, it's going to cost you $50. All right, we're going to charge you that, and we're going to use that money to be used to vaccinate other children. Where does it take the right of the parents for their children to go to school?
They already have. 14-year-old girl can be taken in for an abortion, and the parents none the wiser.
Well, it's even younger than 14.
Well, I'm just throwing a number out there.
Okay. Well, but it's even worse than that. I mean, it could be 12. You know, God forbid that a child is 12 years old and pregnant. But they've done that. That's true. Well, this is the next step. Now, you no longer can have your child in school. And this is based on, was this based on, like, the dead, you know, like, what was it, the Black Death from Europe where, you know, millions of people died from bubonic plague? No. This was based on a case of a measles outbreak with about 100 people, most of whom are from Mexico and weren't vaccinated anyway. And so this is where they're making this decision. And by the way, this doctor, Dr. Pan, the guy that brings this stuff up, he's also the one that brought up the new law about, you know, not being able to dump patients because they're intoxicated. All started by SEIU, aimed at the hospitals in the Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Dignity Healthcare. Mm-hmm. All that aimed at them because he's bought and paid for by the union. Can I say that, Dr. Pan? You're bought and paid for by the union. It's obvious that they put so much money into you, and they wanted this done. And gosh, my gosh, this was brought to you by them. I think you even said that. So you're a public figure. You should be doing something besides doing the bidding of a lobbying group. But then again, if they did away with lobbying groups, where would all of our elected officials go for?
Where would all those candidates
go for vacations?
Yeah, where would all those candidates get their income? And it's both sides. I am not picking on.
Oh no,
on the
no, 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 no. I said all politicians. I didn't say some of the politicians. Anyway, going back to the vaccination bill, frankly, I find this bill a toughie because you know you're taking away those parental, you know, the parental that you take away the parents' ability to say what they believe strongly about their children. This isn't, and you know, this isn't something about, oh, hey, by the way, we're going to have a lecture on sex education, and you can say whether you want your child to attend or not, because that's coming too. It's going to, pretty soon, it's going to be no matter what's being taught in school, you do not have the choice of having your child not attend that class.
It takes a village.
It takes a server.
Yeah.
This portion of the show, in fact, is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row in their cardiac unit. It's in the top 50 in the nation. 70 years in the business for treating people well. And now this is the hospital, Shasta Regional, they use as an example for dumping drunks. They're saying, oh, they're too severely intoxicated. Because, oh, look how many they had and then how many Mercy had. Shasta Regional is on the corner downtown. were, you know, kind of an epicenter for where people are at, and Mercy's up on top of the hill. How about they start taking all those drunks and all those people like that, and they shove them up to the top of the hill, see what Mercy's emergency room one will happen to that, and also see how many they start calling the cops on. A lot of stuff going on today. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460. Oh, yeah. Ba, 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 ba.
It's Romance on the River with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds, July 2nd from 7 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge inside Wind Rivers Resort and Casino. This is Linda Bott. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards from the American Songbook, along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimontis on drums, and our special guest, the phenomenal trombone player Joe Larson. For reservations, call 243-3377.
Summer's on Us continues at Reading Kia, and with no payments for 3 months, you can afford to enjoy summer and drive a brand new Kia.
Kia Motors will make your first three payments for you, and you get 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2015 Kia Fortes, Optimas, and Sedonas.
No money down? No problem. Bring your trade in. Reading Kia strives to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes. And Kia is now ranked number one in J.D. Power's 2015 initial quality survey. See dealer for details.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fees subject to prior sale must finance through Kia Motors Finance for the special offer on approval to credit ends July 31st.
Reading Kia will close on July 4th to celebrate the holiday and will reopen on July 5th.
Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Reading, ReadingKia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tyne and holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning, Buttercup. 7:20 in the morning on the 30th of June. Getting near the end of June, starting up on July. 78 degrees out there, going up to 100. 105 today or 110?
112. Okay, it depends on where you're at exactly. Okay, but it'll be just freaking hot.
It's going to be really hot. It's going to be 110 today. Of course, weather report brought to you by Jessica Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Wind River Casino Resort. And, by the way, Linda's going to be there this Thursday with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. Special, of course, menus for Romance on the River. It's been a huge hit down there, filling the place up. So you need to give them a call at 243-3377. Get your reservations, join in, dance, just listen to the music, enjoy yourself. You're going to have a great time at Wind River Resort and Casino. And, you know, of course, Elements Lounge, where she'll be working is and singing, is smoke-free. So come on down. Have a great dinner. Have a good time. That's this Thursday, July 2nd. Music goes from 7 to 9. Get up there a little bit early, have a dinner, and just kick back, relax. Have a nice evening in a very air-conditioned room. All right, let's talk about Greece. Greece has been having money problems for years, as we know.
Greece is the word.
Oh, yeah, Greece is the word, all right. But right now, they've shut down their banks under this new orders. They've just announced over the weekend that they're going to have a referendum, the government says, on accepting the EU, European Union, economic proposals. However, you can only get $67 out of the ATMs. It's called, you know, it's kind of a daily allowance. That's what you can get, but you can't get into the banks. Greece is in deep, deep, deep water right here, and their life preserver has taken on, has gotten soggy, and they're sinking. And the problem is that if they go down, they drag down a lot of other people. In fact, the stock market was down 300 points yesterday because of what's happening in Greece. So you can imagine if Greece defaults. It may mean they're no longer part of the European Union. It could mean a whole lot of things. But right now, if you had money in Greece, you're not getting it except $67 a day. Pensioners. And there's, of course, a lot of the problems that Greece is in is because of their liberal socialist programs. They give people money everywhere when they don't have the money to give them. Something that we're kind of getting to that point ourselves, where the only problem with socialism, somebody said, in the socialism and the liberal programs like that, is you're spending somebody else's money and it runs out eventually. So there's where we have with Greece right now. Should be interesting. Supreme Court struck down an EPA law that they had on emissions, saying that, hey, wait a minute, you guys did this without even taking into account what this was going to cost industry and business. And everybody goes, well, industry, yeah, the coal mining business. Because the rates, it was going to cost so much to meet these requirements, it was going to put most of them out of business. So
that was idea, wasn't it?
Well, that's the idea. You think about it, that is the idea. You know, the lead plant shutting down, the different things the EPA keeps saying. And again, we go into these faceless bureaucracies, these nameless faceless bureaucracies that come up and say to things like, they make these rules. Like what's happening, you can only take away, they're taking away the water rights. You know, up in Siskiyou County, they had a meeting yesterday. I don't know what came out of that. Maybe we can find out later on this morning. But the bottom line on it is that it's not the elected officials that you can point your finger at. It's these bureaucracies that are appointed by people like, say, Obama or the governor and this. They make these decisions, and they have a huge impact on us.
Have you checked the price of an egg lately?
Oh.
The reason? Because of these, there are two reasons. There was a disease that wiped out a chunk of the population. But in California, this law passed without forethought, put a lot of the small egg producers out of business, cut the supply. Well, yeah, the price goes up.
Besides costing them a lot of money because they have to give the chickens, I think it's wingspan, they have to be able to open their wings, be able to turn around, walk around in a cage and all that. And but what that does is when you make that decision, you got to also understand that it's going to cut back your egg production. And it wasn't just in California. It's anybody that brings eggs into California. So they're saying, okay, if you're from Iowa and you send a couple of million eggs into California every week, Your chickens got to have the same size cages as our California chickens, which, if you think about it, is that just kept them from putting everybody out, putting all the egg layers out of business or having to move across the border into Nevada or Arizona. But it also raises the price of eggs because you have less chickens.
The law of what I hope were unintended consequences, making the price of food for ordinary people out of reach.
Well, and then you add the when you start putting on the gas tax and all these other things, which raises the cost of getting stuff here due to our green policies. And the, you know, the, like I was talking to somebody the other day, oh, they owns a restaurant. The cost of when they buy these, like a crate of eggs, has doubled in a year. The cost of eggs has doubled in a year. The cost for a lot of other things. And she says this. She says, people come to my restaurant, and they know, you know, because they come on a regular basis, they know our menu. And all of a sudden they see us, you know, we're raising prices a buck on the meals. And, you know, they know we're doing that. And we're doing it because we have no choice, because, you know, it's cost that much to just get the food. We're not raising our rates or anything on this. People are still getting paid the same. Our insurance is the same. The cost of food is doubling on us. So all those problems that, you know, people are having now because of regulations. And when you start having a problem, when you're having problems like this, then you can, you know, you've got to expect it. And, you know, it's the same thing we're going to have on this vaccine bill and a lot of other things. Coach Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Colonel. Hey, I just called in to make a quick correction of something about a month ago. I called in and made a statement on the radio, and I want to correct it. It was about Home Depot not honoring veterans' discounts except on holidays. Maybe you recall that.
I do.
That was a mistake. I was given really bad information by some gal that was working the lumber counter when she told me that. I have since found out that they give a 10% discount to veterans all the time.
Well, you know,
there are no exceptions.
Well, you know what? It's great for you to call back and say that, but on the other hand, she should have known that.
She should have known that. Yeah. It was just, I can't imagine somebody making that kind of a mistake.
Maybe it's just that you came in there and you said she looked cute in that little apron.
Well, she didn't have an apron on, for one.
Okay. It would
have been nice if she had. I might have gone back. But, no.
Okay, it's good to know. Is that Home Depot?
That really surprised me when she said that, and she was adamant about it.
You know,
so it wasn't guesswork.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. That's only in the state. Well, you know, I heard, though, that both of them had done that. They just said it was on special days that they have discounts. So maybe they changed.
Yeah. They may have backpedaled.
Well,
we may have to add them back on our list.
Well, good.
Okay.
I go in there all the time. I'm buying lumber all the time and other stuff. And I throw the card out, 10% comes off right then and there. And if I forget and get out to the parking lot and say, oh, I forgot my discount, I can go into the exchange desk and they will refund it to me.
That's decent. That's cool. And where's this at? This is Home Depot?
That's Home Depot. Lowe's and Home Depot both do that.
All right. Okay.
Just so people know.
It's good.
There you have it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Coach Bob.
Have a great
day, Coach.
Bye-bye.
Have a great week. Hey, that is cool. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani began his business in 6 years ago during the worst part of this depression, recession we were having. And yet he's thrived and he's prospered because of customer service and doing what his customers like. Having the right guns, having the right shooting accessories, having the ammo available for all of his customers. And like I said, customer service, everybody there treats the customers as real people and not just people they're talking down to. Plus gunsmithing, he's got it all. It's a one-stop shop for guns and guns accessories. Is at Bastiani Arms. Give him a call at 222-8222 or drop by 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. We'll be back after these messages.
Cash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag and drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, zero, it, find it, do it, find it, jam and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pause it, push it, pop it, pack it, switch it, fade it, clean it, wrap it, tune it, crank it, set it, send it, touch me now, touch it, play it, play it, pop it, break the logic, one more time.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages that solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know of all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night like the 4th of July. Baby, you're a fire.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. 7:33 in the morning. 80 degrees out there, going up to 110 today. 605-456-7 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at kcnr14.com. Just like you're a firework, there's Bob. You can find the greatest music there. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Holiday Harbor. For the month of July, Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake has a 25% off special for all 2015 summer rates on select models during the whole month of July. Shasta Lake has lots of water in it. And if you read front pages, modest hits on the lake, plenty of water, plenty of ways to go out there and have a good time. Call Holiday Harbor at 238-2383. That's 238-2383. Or go to lakeshasta.com. We've used it. I mean, I tell you what, get a patio boat. Get up jet ski. That's all you need for the day. Have a great time. Hey, I'm here with Baron Browning. Good morning there, Councilman.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, but you're not here about council stuff.
No, we're here about Community for Anderson Explodes, the 3rd of July fireworks that's gone on for many years at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Okay. Gates open at 4 p.m. Music starts at 6 p.m. Tennessee River Band.
Yeah.
You heard them?
Yes. Tennessee River is actually an Alabama tribute band. They were formed back in 2002. Okay. And they bring a wide variety of artists to their stage. And they've toured with open for a bunch of different acts. Rascal Flatts, Lone Star, Lee Greenwood, just to name a few.
Wow.
So they are our mainstay this year on the stage, so that'll be
a
good time for all.
Cool. Okay, now, you know, all this great entertainment is going to cost everybody exactly
Well, if you drive through the gate, the parking will cost you $4.
Okay.
After that, admission is free.
So that's what I was getting at. Admission is free to this. And, yes. Parking, you got to charge for parking. But admission is free, so you can go down. Now, you can buy food, right? There.
Yeah, well, you know, the FFA barbecue is that day as well.
Oh, okay.
So that's always that's a big right. hit. All that meat is donated from the Shasta District Fair auction, that all the kids sold, and a bunch of businesses and other people donated their animals back to the barbecue. So that's always a nice event.
Well, you know what? We were invited to go there. We've got relatives and people in town for that evening, or we would be there. I've just got some photos from the affair of a goat and a pig that we bought. Reagan Incorporated, our new company, and then of course KCNR. We bought these animals, and I guess they're on their way back into the barbecue. So I have a good time with that. It's pretty expensive goat you're going to be eating.
Well, thank you so much. I know the 4-H kids and the FFA kids really like that.
Well, you know what? We went down there and watched. These kids spend a lot of time and effort with these animals. And, I mean, they raise them every year. So I guess they somehow they understand the fact that they take this, you know, they select this calf or this little pig or a chicken or a rabbit, whatever they have. And they understand that at the end of the cycle here, they're going to be bought and off they go. But for some of them, that's a college degree.
Yeah, my daughter does it every year. This is her second year doing it. And, you know, I think it teaches you life skills that you don't get elsewhere at that, you know, starting at age 10 and 11.
Okay. How many shots do you all do? I mean, when I say shots, how many go up into the air? Do they tell you that?
This year, I believe it's a little over 4,000 shots that go up in the air. Last year we did a show, and this year we actually increased it. It'll be in the same time span, 18 to 22 minutes. I believe this year the actual time is about 20 minutes and 54 seconds, not to be exact or anything.
but it's got music attached to it.
Yes, music will be playing along with it, and we've added funds to that, so you're going to see more of a boom this year than you saw even last year.
How long has Anderson Explodes been going on?
You know, my recollection on this is last year we talked, and this is our 20th year this year.
And you took over last year, right?
Yeah, last year was this group's first year. So, you know, we started with a limited amount of funds, and we did a bunch of fundraisers and barbecues and anything we could to get to raise money. And, you know, a bunch of local businesses, and including yourself, have stepped forward to help us out. And, you know, we can't thank the businesses and our community enough. And, you know, I can't thank the members of our group. We have about 20 members that are regular that continue to show up for our monthly meetings and continue to be a part of it. And when we have these fundraisers, they all show up and they pitch in and they do all the work to get this show put on. So I can't thank them enough.
Well, this is a community event that everybody in the community likes to get involved in. You may not live in Anderson, but we all live in the same area here. So, I mean, Anderson is kind of, you know, we run down to Anderson a lot, and it's vice versa. They come up to Reading, but it's, you know, the Anderson is a business friendly town. It's got great people in it, and it's a great event. Linda was one of the judges for the girl that's going to sing the national anthem. In fact. For this.
Josie, yeah.
And Linda's, you know, Linda has heard her sing before. And she said, there, you know, and I was there that evening. And, just a great example of young girls wanting to, represent this, you know, represent Anderson in this. And great voices, every one of them. A little 10-year-old, I think, was out there singing with braces. Yeah. She was a cutie. Yeah, I mean, she was ready. She knew what she wanted out there. Okay, so it's going to start when?
The doors open, the gates open at 4 p.m. that day. No coolers are allowed, but you can bring your blanket and chairs and, you know, all those things and come on in. And music starts at 6 o'clock.
Where do they go into?
Main front gate.
Okay, but then where do the fireworks, where do you sit to watch the fireworks?
The fireworks, we actually, the races will be done by then. Mm-hmm. There'll be races that night as well. We open up that gate, and people go sit in the grandstands. They go sit in the infield.
Big infielder.
Yeah. And this year, with having a sound company actually putting on the production of the concert itself, they're actually going to cue in the music as well, so they can actually still sit out there in the fair area and hear the music and see the fireworks. So.
Okay, are there going to be a lot of vendors there?
Yes, there's always a lot of vendors. We try to pride ourselves on not having duplicate vendors, so there'll be a wide variety of vendors.
What kind of vendors?
So you've got food vendors, trinket vendors, and then Anderson Explodes, actually, to make it family-friendly and affordable, brings in bounce houses and water slides, and the kids can get unlimited
wristbands.
Watch
those water slides.
That's right.
Yeah, watch those water slides. Okay, we get this water out of the dunking tanks that we use to dunk the pigs in.
That's right.
During the fair. We just hold that water until... No, I'm just kidding.
Thank you. Thank you for saving me. Yes, really.
That's right. You've got to watch these water slides here, but it's used from recycled water coming. Okay. No.
Yes.
It's not 16,000 gallons.
No, no. It's they're little bitty pools that fall into.
Okay. It's like a wading pool.
Yeah, it's a bounce house type slide.
Yeah, you probably don't want to use the word water slides around this town.
That's right.
Right, Rock?
But that's only $5 for unlimited all evening for the kids.
Okay, so
there is a little bit of a cost because we got to try to cover our costs.
Right, I understand that. You know, for things like that, but the fireworks are free, and you can go in there, you can get yourself a hot dog or barbecue, of course, and have that. Make it a great night. No, is there any alcohol down there?
There in our section, there is no alcohol. It's a family friendly event. The racetrack, if you buy a ticket to go in and see the races, then I believe you can get a $2 beer, but you just can't bring it back into the fairgrounds portion.
The fairgrounds. But once the race is over, everybody can kind of migrate out there then and watch.
That's
it.
Correct.
A lot of the people watching the races, I'm sure, are going to just hang around.
Yes.
And watch, too. It's going to be a great, 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 great event. This Friday, you can get in starting at 4 o'clock. The music starts at 6 p.m. with the Tennessee River Band's at 8. And what time do the fireworks usually go?
10 p.m.
10 p.m.
Give or take the wind, we have had a minute or two delay.
We had 1 year when it was, but I don't know if it was here, but it was 1 year because it was so so dry and the wind was blowing so hard someplace around.
Wind was outside of the parameters. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's, you know what, that safety is paramount, especially in this kind of weather.
We actually didn't do it that night. We actually
did it
in August.
Did it? That's right. You waited till August to do it.
That's correct.
We got it off, though.
We did.
So. Okay. Great event for everybody. Head on down to the fairgrounds, the Shastik District Fairgrounds, and you're going to have a great time down there. Lots and lots of vendors, barbecue going on from the Future Farmers of America, bounce houses for the kids, little water slides, little miniature water slides for the kids. You fill up with a bucket of water. And and then they frisk the kids on their way out, make them wring out their bathing suits.
It all back.
Put it all back in there. Okay, no, not like that, kid. So all of this is going to be at Anderson Explodes, a great time. Baron Browning, thank you so much for what you're doing for the community, two, for you being a city councilman down there, and three, taking this on.
This is not
an easy event.
No, but I have a lot of help. I mean,
it's
amazing. So.
You know what? You never do it by yourself.
No.
You know, but somebody's got to come out and get it started and be in charge and make decisions. And so that person we thank, even though that we're thanking all your people through you. On the other hand, if it's screwed up,
it's still my fault.
Your name comes up again, Bear. So,
okay.
And that's the part of it. When you're in the lead, you can take the accolades, but you also got to have broad shoulders in case people come up, the water slide leaked or something like that. And you say, but that's the good news because it watered the ground right here and we didn't
waste anything. That's right.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages. Everybody, head on down to Anderson Explodes on the 3rd. You're going to have a great, great time. 4,000 shots? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Up in the air, 4,000. They're going to be great. I've heard that this. Who's the guys? Who's putting it on?
This year it's Will with Dynamic Fireworks.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, that's good. Dynamic Fireworks. Sounds like it ought to be dynamic. All right. Thanks a lot, Baron. We'll be right back after these messages.
Mary's Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la Sriracha. Chicken with Sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than the feel and shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Farrell and Linda Bach. Linda's on assignment this morning. 7:47 in the morning. I know it's got to be hotter than 78 degrees that you've got written there. I know it's got to be hotter than that.
Actually, I'm showing 81 on
81
the,
degrees in 20 minutes. That's right. It started out at 78. It's up to 81, and it's going up to 110 today. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Not the weather's brought to you, but the weather report is brought to you by that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Why? Because on the 3rd of July, we're going to be at Crown Motors in the morning celebrating the 239th birthday of our country by interviewing veterans and immigrants who have come to this country and have made a success. Came here, can I say this, legally, and made a success of themselves in this country, which has made our country stronger. Immigrants that come in here, follow the rules and just getting in and then become entrepreneurs, they become the ones that help build this country. Play a big part in this country. So we're going to have immigrants here that also played a big part in our country that came here and are a success. But again, also, you know, to honoring our country at Crown Motors, they're inviting us down. So why don't you all come on down, have a cup of coffee with us, say hello, get on the air, and say why you like living here, why you love living here in the United States of America. Crown Motors is your local Ford, Dodge, Honda, and Nissan dealership. They're going to be, and they're also having great, great sales this whole weekend, of course, at Crown Motors. Support veterans. Crown Motors supports the veteran community. And I can't say much more than that, except they really, really do. Okay. Baron Browning was getting ready to walk out. I grabbed him again. And this talk, I haven't had him on for a while, and he is the one of the city councilmen down in Anderson. What's going on down in Anderson, buddy?
Well, let's talk a little bit about the grand jury report that just came out in the Record Searchlight this past week.
Okay.
the city of Anderson and the city police, the Anderson Police Department, and the teen center of Anderson were all given accolades by the grand jury. The city did, I think, a phenomenally great job with our city manager Jeff Keiser in getting a half-cent sales tax passed. The city council has upheld what the public wanted, and they wanted the majority of that money to go into public safety, and it has. We've brought on three new officers, a new canine, and a resource officer. And just last week, the Anderson...
Has there been any noticeable drop in crime?
You know, I think if you go to Anderson and you walk around, you see a lot less people on the street than you would see...
Illegal transients? I don't know if you can even say that, or transients, less people hanging out, begging and all that
Yes.
stuff.
Yes. You know, some ordinances have been passed in the city outlawing those things. You
such,
cannot,
what, such as?
You cannot panhandle in the city of Anderson. It's illegal.
Can you do that?
Yes.
Can you do that?
We did it.
It may be subject to a legal challenge, but yes, of course.
Of course you can pass that law. I'm just wondering, I thought that people had said that panhandling was under their First Amendment rights.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
You haven't heard that?
No.
And so when and so then your police tell people we can't panhandle and just move them on?
Yeah.
It's working?
It's working.
Ah, hey, City Council, Reading, hear that? Okay, all right, so that's, and so you've got, okay, you've got, you know, one, you hired three more policemen, plus a community resources officer, plus a canine, you bought a canine.
Another canine, correct. Now we have two on the street.
Canines are a big help, aren't they?
They are, they are. They're a big deterrent. When you see that dog, even as a regular citizen, and you're standing there and you've done nothing wrong, it's a little frightful to see them, you know, barking in the car and then get out. I've done a couple ride-alongs. And I'm, you know, even with a cage in front of me sitting in the front seat, it's a little scary to have that dog going off.
It's pretty mysterious.
The dog had his nose up against the screen going, rrr, rrr.
They tune into that call, though. The second the call comes on, and even before the lights and siren come on, they're at it. They're ready to go.
But you know what? I was on my ride-alongs. You can tell when the canine unit is talking on the line. That's all you hear in the background.
It's true.
They're barking, and you're thinking to yourself, you know, how, you know, you must get used to that if you're a canine guy. And but you're right. You let them out. And kicking a police dog's, you might as well just kick the officer.
That's right.
That's assault on a police officer.
It is,
so
absolutely.
It's probably less dangerous to kick
not
the
to
police
mention,
officer.
Not to mention you'll probably never use that leg again.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, it's less dangerous to kick the police officer than the dog. Unfortunately, that then opens you up to whatever the dog wants to do.
That's right.
Wow, okay. Businesses. Your reputation is business-friendly down there, Baron.
Thank you, yes.
So, I mean, that... We constantly hear about permitting and all this stuff here in the city of Reading. Of course, you're much smaller, but your permitting process and things that you do to bring business in, how does that work?
Well, you know, I think the number one thing is, being from the private sector, and our city manager came from the private sector as well. When
that helps.
When the person walks in the door, you as the potential customer, you're coming in to spend money in our city. So you need to treat them like a customer. You need to help them in every way you can to try to understand, not that we're going to break the law, but help them understand what the way the law works and how we can get there together. It doesn't mean that they're wrong or right or any different. They have a perceived plan in their head, and we just help them get to the letter of the law.
Bob, I want you to take what Baron just said. Let's make a copy of that, something we can play. The next time the city council gets on the show, is that, you know, they're customers in the sense. Do you put, like if I come in, okay, I want to open up a business there. Do I talk with one person all the time, or am I going to get shuffled around, or do you try to keep
No, we have one person. You might initially talk to one, but once we've figured out what you're going to do, mm-hmm. you'll go to the planner himself, and then they'll help you walk through the steps. It's not that you wouldn't meet with some building inspectors and some other people, but, you know, initially you're going to have one main contact. To walk through the process. And Jeff Keiser, our city manager, has been very good about getting involved when there seems to be a potential issue and helping those people walk through. And again, we're a smaller city, so...
Yeah, it's
more agile.
Yeah.
And that's part of it. That's one of the things that makes this station successful is we're able to change on the fly.
Yeah, and you never forgot your ranch roots down in Anderson.
No.
Thank you.
We're talking about you guys, not me.
Well, have you I haven't either, to be honest.
Well, I haven't either.
With horses.
Okay, so what kind of big things are opening in Anderson? Can you tell me in here in the next 5 minutes? You got some things happening?
Yeah.
Everybody keeps telling me Costco's going to move down there. Have you heard that?
You know, I read that in the paper as well. let me just say that, you know, Tractor Supply recently opened.
Yeah.
A big hit for Anderson, and kudos to the city and the staff to getting that move forward and quickly brought up. I mean, that was really... amazing how quickly we got that done and on the ground and the doors open.
Yeah. Hey, how about bringing a Bass Pro Shop in here?
That would be great. If Bass Pro Shop wants to call me, I'll gladly give him my cell phone.
I tell you what, I heard, and it's just rumor, you know, that the big mall that was going to be down there that got voted down, that Bass Pro Shop was going to be their anchor store. I heard that, and I don't know if that's true or not. You know, but, you know, because you hear all types of rumors. But a Bass Pro Shop right out there, you'd find room for it, wouldn't you? Right up there where you were going to try and put the city hall or the new city hall.
You betcha.
And the courthouse and all that stuff. yeah, right there, right on the side of the road there.
You know, there's the great thing about
Bass
the city,
Pro Shop right there.
Well, this area is bass mecca when you get up on the lake.
Well, it's not. I just wonder if it's got a. But they've got 80,000-90,000 cars passing there every day. Now, how many of them are going to stop at a Bass Pro Shop? I know. I think a lot of people do because there's a lot of people that, you know, that just when they see something like that, they just want to go in.
Well, you know, there's property near Camping World and B&B RV. There's some land opportunity there.
Yeah, that's good.
The Riverside exit, there's a lot of property. All of this on the I-5 frontage. And as you know, we just annexed in the Roseburg land into the city, all for development. And it's ground ready. So,
is that shovel ready?
It is not quite shovel ready. It needs we need to put in water, sewer.
Now, are you going to do that or developers do that?
We do it in conjunction with the developers. But let me say this. We have three major developers, two of them not from this area, all three of them looking heavily in the city of Anderson. I don't know what they're planning on putting there at this point. But they're all...
Asbestos factory.
I doubt that.
How about a Confederate flag factory? Okay, oh, maybe we may have to change that a little bit there. There's some things you don't want to have there, but y'all could fight that. I mean, if they come in there with something. But, you know...
Well, some of that's state regulated, and we wouldn't even be a part of some of that, so...
But you know what? Having... that's cool. You know, I'm glad to see it. Anderson is, are y'all thriving and all these things, new police, new canines... y'all still buying used vehicles for the staff?
Yes, we are. Yes.
I love that.
And the other thing going in just below Walmart is Arco, AMPM, and Dutch Bros.
Does your staff drive those cars home? Some of your staff does, right?
I think our city manager is the only one.
He's the only one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, Dutch Bro?
So, yeah, below Walmart is Dutch Bros, AMPM, Arco, and there'll be a little food shop inside there as well.
So. Rumor is that the Northern California Veterans Museum has got property out there, is trying to?
They're actually in the county, I believe. They're just past the city of Anderson. It's still called the city.
I thought they were up by Walmart.
They got a
there
Sonic.
Sonic. You know what? Sonic.
Sonic Drive-In.
You know what you need out there?
Tell me.
You need okay, help me out here. In-N-Out. You need an In-N-Out burger.
In-N-Out would be great.
Because they're looking for... You know, Linda says, I need an In-N-Out burger the other day.
you go sit in that line for half an hour?
My sister flew in from Chattanooga. She says, I've heard about these In-N-Out burgers. So we took them to the In-N-Out burger. As we go up, we're just going to drive through or just get in there. The cars were backed all the way out onto the road.
I've never seen that place if there weren't 15 cars.
And so you're
waiting.
Looking at this. Plus, it had a yellow school bus there, you know, with camp kids. You know, didn't even slow down. We just kept driving. And this is the only. And frankly, I don't see, you know, how great this place is. I mean, but. Oh, Linda extolled its virtues to me for. Anyway, you need an In-N-Out. I know you ought to talk to them. That would be a great place for an In-N-Out burger there because people come rolling
right
in.
Well, the owner lives right up in Shingletown somewhere.
Well, I'm not sure. I think she may have moved. Baron Browning, great things happen in the city of Anderson. We've got the Anderson Explodes this Friday. Gates open at 4 p.m. The music starts at 6 with the big bands coming on at 8 and fireworks at 10. It's free for the fireworks. It's, you know, vendor cost and those things, and $4 for parking. A great show, 4,000 shots going into the air with big music.
And last year we had 11,500 people, and we're planning on closer to 14,000 this year.
Okay.
Depending on weather.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be clear. Going to be clear and hot.
Yes.
All right. Thanks a lot, Baron. Hey, when we come back, we have Haven Humane here talking about how we keep our pets safe and cooler during this season.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It is deadline time in Greece as the European part of its international bailout is expiring and no new deal is in the works. Market analyst David Buick predicts that Greece will vote to stay in the European Union in a referendum this weekend.
A yes vote to stay in would almost certainly mean that Alexis Tsipras, the Prime Minister, would have to resign because he is interested in an out vote. And I think the level of turmoil would be unbelievable and will be unbelievable.
Without an 11th-hour solution, Athens will lose access to the remaining rescue loans it needs to pay its debts. Banks are closed today, and ATM withdrawals are limited. The country's current communist leader favors not paying back many of the loans to European creditors. Hardworking fire crews still trying to get the upper hand of a wildfire burning in Wenatchee, Washington. Homeowner Tom Bryant forced to watch those flames swallow some of his property.
It hurts, you know, but it's just stuff. Stuff that you accumulate over a lot of years.
And a lot of memories along with it. Firefighting officials in Washington State say rain provided some relief yesterday, but today it's back to hot, dry conditions. Also at SRNnews.com, consumer confidence showed a solid gain in June following just a modest increase in the month of May.
The Conference Board says its consumer confidence index increased from a May reading of 94.6 to 101.4 in June. The June level matches March's figure before the index took a tumble in April. The index is currently 17.4% higher than it was a year ago, evidence that the economy is poised to enjoy stronger growth in the coming months.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. U.S. home prices increased at a solid clip in April. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index was up 4.9% compared to April of last year. This is SRN News.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off because being a teacher, you don't make a whole lot of money.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360 to talk to a certified counselor.
I had heard about Trinity, so I made the call. They took care of all of my credit cards, and now I am completely debt-free.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, stop late fees, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
My name is Ann, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
That's 1-800-758-5360.
President Obama has signed into law two bills giving him greater authority to negotiate international trade deals. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Klux.
The president went against most members of his Democratic Party in Congress to win approval of the bills. And at a White House signing ceremony, he insisted they'll be good for American workers and businesses.
I would not be signing these bills if I was not absolutely convinced that these pieces of legislation are ultimately good for American workers.
Critics argue that negotiated trade deals will cost U.S. jobs. The president hopes to use the new law to wrap up talks on a 12-nation Pacific Rim trade package. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
Looking to the financial markets, the Dow Jones Industrial Average tried to claw its way back after a huge loss of 350 points yesterday. It opened up at 17,597, and it's been mostly positive territory. Right now it's up by about 50 points. A high-tech NASDAQ up by 15. This is SRN News. NBC said Monday it is ending its business relationship with real estate mogul and GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump because of comments that he made about Mexican immigrants during the announcement of his campaign. But Trump says he's actually not surprised at this latest development.
Anything you say, anything whatsoever that you say, they'll call you names. They'll call you, you shouldn't have said this, you shouldn't have said that. And that's part of the country. And they don't even want to know the truth.
The network said it would no longer be airing the annual Miss USA and Miss Universe pageants, which had been a joint venture between the company and Trump. Miss USA has aired on NBC since 2003. Health officials in Liberia say the body of a 17-year-old man has tested positive for Ebola, but no other cases have been reported. Liberia's deputy health minister says a teen died June 24th in a town close to Liberia's international airport. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this week with getting family and friends into the houses and getting ready for all that. Plus, she has a couple of gigs this week. We're going to talk about those things. 8:06 in the morning here on the 29th of June. We're finishing June up. A lot of stuff happening here in the first week of July, of course. The big thing we want to talk about right now, though, is weather. Bad Bob.
This may come as a shock to you. Sunshine and a few clouds. High 111 plus, overnight low pushing the 80-degree mark. Tomorrow pushes up to 115 degrees, and that is continuing on for the next couple of days. No relief in sight. Relatively balmy on the weekend, though, only 102 degrees. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat watch, you think? However, seriously, folks, do be sure to hydrate, keep your animals out of the sunlight, and just watch yourself because this is a very... And please be very careful with anything that makes a spark because we are in extreme fire conditions. 83 degrees right now in Reading in the report. Not the weather, but the report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right, a veteran-owned business right here, but it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793, give them a call. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Bad Bob, you told me that there's something about they're adding a second to the clocks.
Do you remember Y2K?
I did. I didn't.
It didn't really happen.
Well, it was because I also was in a walled city in Croatia, and it was New Year's Eve, and I'm not sure I remember. I remember Croatia. But I'm not sure I remember the exact moment.
15 and a half years ago, everybody thought that it was all going to be over because Y2K was going to crash every computer. And now, of course, we are so much more dependent on the computer systems. Tonight at midnight GMT, which would be about, about 4 p.m. our time, world clocks will be added 1 second to. Now, it sounds like no big deal. What's a second, you know? But if you're a computer, that's eternity. And the concern is that a lot of these trading computers for the stock markets that make millions of transactions every second, if they're thrown out of sync, that it could cause these systems to crash, which could cause for some fairly widespread havoc. Now, back during Y2K, or actually the last leap second in 2012, Qantas had to shut down for several hours because their whole ticketing system went offline because of that leap second. So tonight, actually, clocks, the official world clock will read 11:59:60 instead of 11:59:59.
Wow.
And it sounds like no big deal. Personally, I think it's going to be, you know, a few hiccups here and there, but nothing on the order of chaos. But just remembering back to how hyped up Y2K was. But you may see some internet sites go offline about 4 p.m. our time.
Do you know Dave or Bobby?
Mm.
It's a guy I knew in the Marine Corps several years ago. So I don't know why you would know him. I just throw that out there. He believed so much in Y2K that he bought a farm. He built a fish pond, and the reason I know this is I go walk into his office one day, and he's got cases of Ramadan noodles. up against the wall. I said, you must really like Ramadan noodles. You know, they, you know, each one has 150% of the salt you need for the day. He goes, well, no, it's because, you know, Y2K, I really bought into that. So I had rabbits, I had a fish pond, I had 1,000 cases of Ramadan, I have barrels of flour and all this. And I said, well, how's that working for you? He says, well, I'm getting a little tired of Ramadan. You want some? And I said, no, it's okay. I think I'll pass. But so this thing right here, though, you're saying it could throw some things off.
Now,
so,
why do we do this? It's because atomic time is constant, but Earth's rotation slows down by a couple of thousandths of a second per day, so that noon will tend to drift. So in order to keep things synchronized, they do the leap second.
I've noticed that I'm a little drifty at noon.
Yeah. But there you go.
All right. Thanks. Is this going to make any difference to anybody?
Like I said, a few websites may go down, and some markets, especially in the pan-Asian market, which will be the middle of their trading day, they could see some glitches.
All right. Got it. So stock market could drop another 1,000 points, all because of the 1 second. Okay. Hey, we're here with Mark Story, Chief Executive Officer of Haven Humane, and Diane Herner. Good morning.
Good morning.
Talking to my microphone there. Okay, make sure we're turned up with her. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is hot.
It is hot.
It is so hot that I saw two beagles sitting in an air-conditioned bunker trying to cool off. They were chasing a rabbit. That's how hot it is out there.
I don't have a response to that.
Okay. Well, it's a bunker, something the military uses.
Oh, no.
I know in the Air Force, though, y'all didn't have bunkers. You did have a club cell.
We had air conditioning.
There you go. Okay. Hey, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
You were here last Friday with on Pet of the Week, but you also brought in, they were a graduate. This, what a nice dog. Graduate of Camp Love a Pet.
Yeah, Danica and Bear.
Oh, man. What a nice dog. Tell me, Bear, are they still in camp?
No, camp graduated on Saturday. Bear is still available for adoption. He had quite a few people looking at him. He's just such a great dog. We have about,
super dog.
I want to say 10 dogs still from camp that need to be adopted, maybe even 11. And if you're looking for a dog, now is definitely the time to do it, because summer, get to spend some time with them. And these dogs from camp had 2 weeks of training with the kids, so they can walk on a loose leash, they can sit, they can down, and they can do quite a few things. So you need to get a dog that's already had 2 weeks of training.
So do you want to introduce us to your
absolutely
your
so this is
newest employee here?
Absolutely. This is Diane Herner. She's our new director of development.
And what's that do, Diane?
Well,
what are you developing down there?
I'm hopefully developing some funds. I'm in charge of raising money to save a lot of wonderful animals in our community.
Okay. Now, you've got a big what's your background?
Well, my background is marketing. I came from the Bay Area, and then I've been in Reading for the last 8 years, and I've been heading up fundraising for UPrep School.
And that's where I met you.
That's
Linda
where
and I
met
you.
Yes.
It was during a fundraiser for UPrep. It was a great time.
It was
a good time that
day. It was a very good time.
Great. Mark, one of the things, since, you know, the bear is kind of a pit bull.
Mm-hmm.
And you're having a big special on pitties.
We are. We're having our red, white, and pit bull special going on right now through Saturday, July 11th. So any pit bull mixes are $50 adoption fee right now, and that includes, obviously, the spay, neuter, microchip, vaccinations, the whole nine yards. So
red, white, and pit bull.
Red, white, and pit bull, yeah.
They don't have to be red or white. They can be any color.
No, red, white, and pit bull.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, pit bulls were America's dog in the early 1900s. They were great family dogs. They were considered nanny dogs at the time. And so I thought that there's nothing better than celebrating the 4th with adopting a new family member and making it a pit or a pit mix. Or come on in, and we have a lot of other dogs. Adopt one of them. But the pitties are $50 adoption fee right now.
That's a great price, because you get the chip, you get all the medical and all that. And we had a dog trainer on the other day. I don't know if you heard that. He can take your dog. He doesn't have to be an $8,000 dog bred in Austria, and he can make it one that you can walk the river trail with that will protect you. And in a sense, you know, but it'd be a perfectly safe dog and a great family dog,
right,
too. So that was an interesting morning having him talk about training dogs. But you've also got. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, because you've got so many things going. I really want to talk about how to keep our pets safe.
Okay.
During the summer. And it's a lot more than just don't leave them in the back of a car.
Yes,
okay.
Is.
All right. Hey, this Sunday at View 202, the only restaurant on the river is going to have starting their Sunday brunches. Linda's going to be singing down there during the brunch. The brunch is going to go from 11 to 2:30. She'll be or 11 to 2, and she'll be singing during from 11:30 to 1:30 there with her band. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be at View 202 with their new chef, Chef Dustin Heisler. And Dustin's been on the show before. In fact, he's going to be on, in fact, probably tomorrow to talk about the different menus they're bringing out there. Misters, all they're going to, the area will be in shade. So when you go out there and, you know, the brunch on the veranda, or you can go inside after, you know, and have brunch. But it's going to be just an absolutely great time. Because seating's limited, you want to make reservations. Give them a call at 226-8439, 226-8439, and be out there for the brunch at View 202, the only restaurant on the river. We'll be right back after these messages. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Diane Herner.
View 202 has something new and exciting beginning July 5th from 11 to 2. It's Jazz Brunch on View 202's veranda, the only restaurant on the river. Executive Chef Dustin Heisler will entice you to explore his unique and delicious new menu with a new twist on old classics like brioche French toast and Belgium Freebird. Every Sunday, join me, Linda Bott, as I create a cool vibe on the veranda with my jazz ensemble. While dining by the river, experience fun cocktails like the Velvet Elvis, the Manmosa. Oh, and how about the Purple Cheetah? So come meet me at View 202 on the veranda for Jazz Brunch on the River, 202 Hempstead. Call 226-8439 for reservations today. Let loose every Sunday in July. Eat, drink, repeat.
And let me play among the stars.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio noon to 2 right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, the 29th of June, day Tuesday, 8:20 in the morning, 83 degrees out there, going up to 110, maybe 112, depending on if you're in the shade or not. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. I think this is a very appropriate time to talk about Martin and his people. He can service any type of air conditioner. They're working, I mean, all over the Northern California area with his company here at Alliance Heating and Air. I can't say enough about their abilities to do things. You have an emergency, this is a guy to call. He's going to get it fixed for you. Any type of conditioning systems, air conditioning systems, or heating systems either. 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org.
It's the 30th.
What?
All day.
What did I say?
29th.
Well, I've got 30th written down here. Are you sure I said that?
Uh-huh.
Let's go back and check the archives.
We can check the archives.
I think I said 29th. It seems to me I did say that. Anyway, today is the 30th. But unlike you, who gives the announcement for a big party with the wrong day, I can fix mine.
That's your defense?
That's my defense. There is no defense not knowing which day it is, except I didn't know it was Tuesday. I said Tuesday,
yeah,
I know that probably confused
everybody. I don't
want
to do Monday over.
I had a good Monday yesterday. All right, Alliance Heating and Air. Again, 221-2642. And we have our guest today. We have Diane Herner of Haven Humane and, of course, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. So do you tell us about you know, when you come to work, Diane, for Haven Humane, is part of it you have to, like, you know, sign a contract that says, I love animals? Is that part of it? Or do you see this more as, you have an affection for animals, but this is something that you took the job because of that?
Well, I definitely think you have to love animals to work at Haven Humane. I love animals, and everyone there is just so passionate about saving animals in the community. I'm very impressed with my coworkers and my boss.
Oh, threw that one in there.
Yeah.
Hey, you've got a cat adoption special going here. And first prize is one cat. Second prize is two cats. Third prize is three cats. Okay, no, you've got a cat adoption special.
So, yeah, it's a cat adoption special, but it's not actually going to run out. So this isn't a limited time deal.
This is a forever deal?
Yeah, this is a forever deal to find forever pets. But, you know, a lot of times, and I think we had Ping and Pong come in with Spencer.
Oh, yeah,
ago,
Ping
right?
and
the
Pong.
Two kittens, right. So,
are they still around?
No, they were both adopted. And so
they were pretty cute.
And I actually think they were adopted separately. But, you know, we were talking about keeping them together, and so I started thinking about it. And a lot of people like to adopt two cats at the same time because then they have a playmate all the time. So from now on, actually, we started this after Ping and Pong. Actually, it was that morning when I thought of it. But we're going to do a deal now, from now on, when if you adopt one cat or kitten, you can adopt a second one for half off.
Price.
Yeah.
Half price.
So that's just going to encourage a few people to hopefully take two kittens home and make them part of their
is
family.
Is the third one what? Two-thirds off?
The third one would still be half off. Yeah,
okay.
If they want to do that. I don't know that I'd recommend getting three at a time. Two at a time is a handful, but three would be, whew.
Depends how big your dog is. Okay, Camp Love, just come on. Camp Love a Pet. You know what? I love this camp. You know, you brought in this young lady.
Danica. Yeah, she was great.
Linda's still talking about that.
Yeah,
she says, you know, I bet she's a reader. I mean, she's, you know, very, very bright. And she has this, you know, he was a big pity or pity cross bear.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
he's a shepherd
good,
mix.
Yeah, well, he's good size.
Mm-hmm.
And she just, that dog was just loving on her.
Oh, yeah.
Had his head, had his head on her leg, looking up with these loving eyes. So Camp Love a Pet, big success as usual.
Yeah, Camp Love a Pet was great. You know, we normally have 16 kids and 16 dogs. And for this,
and that's more than you usually have.
No,
right?
We normally have 16. This camp, we had 18.
Oh, okay.
And 18 dogs. And we actually have 18 dogs and 18 kids coming up in the next camp, which is July 25th through August 8th. But this was my fourth camp as a counselor and my fifth camp as a CEO. And I don't know, maybe it was because of the 18 kids. I don't know, but I really wasn't ready for camp to end this time. The kids were just fantastic. The dogs were amazing, and the counselors were all remarkable. So I just had so much fun at camp this year, and I'm looking forward to the next one. I missed the kids. Yesterday when we came in, it was our first day. I really missed the kids, and it was great because one of the kids and her mom came back, and they were looking at her dog. She was spending some time with her dog yesterday afternoon, and I walked in, and she got up and came over and gave me a big hug and said, "Hey, I miss you." And I said, "I miss you too, kid." You know, that's what it's all about. These kids learn so much about themselves, about the community, about, you know, being a better pet owner and more responsible. And
they can't take those pets home either, right?
They can adopt them afterwards, but normally not. It's kind of our happy version of some other programs, you know, where they can adopt them into a family. You know, we had, I think it was 6 or 7 adopted, and actually most of the people were there at graduation that had adopted, so they took the dogs home, and so the kids got to hand them off to the adopters, which is what it's about. We really like that. But
those kids
were in tears, you know, and they were happy tears, but they were tears as well.
You were crying too, man.
Oh, I definitely was.
I know
you.
I know you.
I was
tearing. You're a tough guy, but I know in this kind of stuff you're crying.
Well, and camp is always tough because, you know, you spend 2 weeks with these kids, and we did 4 field trips this time, which was great, and so that was 4 longer days, 8 to 1, normally it's 8 to noon, but I just enjoyed the camp so much. It was so much fun. Captain Smith and Wendell and Woody, our staff members, and Madeline, who's one of our board members and volunteers, did just such an amazing job putting it together this year. And, you know, we lost Krista Karenko. I think you remember Krista. She used to work at Haven, and Krista used to put it all together, but she had some family issues, so she wasn't able to help with this camp. And so, you know, we didn't have to reinvent the wheel, but we had to figure out how it was rolling properly. And so it took us quite a while to get things together. But, yeah, Captain Smith and Wendell and Woody and Madeline really stepped up. It was amazing.
Are you having everybody write a turnover book now?
Yeah, we're making a continuity book. Yeah. They kind of had one, but I said we need a little bit different one. So they're working on that before the next camp. But it all came together, and kids had a great time. Counselors had a great time, and the dogs were just amazing.
Have you seen this before, Diane?
This is my first time.
What did you think of that?
I was very impressed. And I went to graduation on Saturday, and it was organized. It was, you know, you could tell the camp counselors just loved the kids and the dogs, and I was really impressed with the whole process.
That's cool. When you see somebody come from the outside on it. Yes. Did you see, you know, is this something that can grow, get more people into this thing?
No, not really.
Because you're probably pretty restricted by size.
Yeah,
and all that.
Yeah, because those dogs are... you know, they can't be adopted for the camp duration and about a week up leading up to it. So I'm not comfortable putting more than 18 dogs in the camp. So and then adding another one, it's really time consuming for us to do it. So we decided that 2 camps is right, and 18 kids is our cap.
Okay.
And that's what we're at in July and August. But, yeah, it was a great time. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I really felt like something was missing yesterday. So it was kind of a bummer to go in and not see the kids.
You all run on volunteers.
We do.
And you've got another orientation coming up here.
Yeah, we have volunteer orientations quite a bit, but the next orientation is August 1st at 10 a.m. I'm sorry, that's not right. We have July 24th at 5:15, which is on a Friday, and then the next one is August 1st at 10 a.m. And you can call 241-1653 and ask to speak to Wendell to get more information about volunteering. He's our volunteer coordinator.
And you also, you know, for the Volunteer of the Year, you have awards and all those kind of things.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Our volunteers mean a lot to us. They, you know, they do everything from walking the dogs, socializing the cats. We have groomers that come in and groom. We have people that help out in the clinic. We have people that help out with licensing and receiving. So there's just kind of whatever you want to do to help out, we have a place for you.
Super. Okay, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, Espresso Joe's is not just for coffee, even though it has the best coffee that you can imagine, a lattes, espressos, all that. Cold drinks, chai and all those cold coffee drinks, plus, you know, inordinate amount of brews they have there and other cold drinks in Espresso Joe's. Veterans always get discounts at Espresso Joe's. You walk next door into the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is absolutely fabulous, filled with cigars that are rated in the top 90s from Cigar Aficionado magazine. All this at Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business. And so let's go on down again, 2153 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a 4th of July salute to our veterans as the Reading Colt 45s take on the Novato Knicks. Half of the proceeds go to MIAP, the Missing in America Project, to help cover expenses for their upcoming burial trip to Arlington, Virginia. After the game, you can stay and watch fireworks from the bleachers or on the field. Get your tickets now in Reading at Stroop's Equipment Sales, Tobacco and Brew, or the MIAP office on Bocelli. Game time is 6:15. Join us at Tiger Field for Colt 45's baseball and a 4th of July salute to our veterans.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Me and you and a dog named Blue.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. The 30th of June, Tuesday, 8:32 in the morning, 84 degrees, going up to 110 today. 110. Unless you're in that really nice spot, that's 112. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Which, by the way, temperature in there is only 75. Best barbershop in Reading. Man's Last Stronghold, Diane. If you want to get a haircut there, send the male members of your family over there to get their haircut at Man's Last Stronghold. The Cheers of Barbershops. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from Subway. Our guest today, CEO... You really like it when I say that, right?
Yeah,
CEO.
Yeah, I know.
Of Haven Humane, Mark Story, and Diane Herner.
You got to give Bob props. I was digging deep.
Oh, no. Bob finds it
me
all.
Me and you and a dog named Pooh. That was good. That was good. Paul.
No, he's got it. He's Bob. You know what? He found a song that had fireworks that, you know, in it.
I heard it.
I mean,
Katy Perry.
Yeah, on it. Who?
It was Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Yeah.
I heard Katy Perry is trying to buy an old convent, and the nuns are organizing to fight it. Why? Why can't Katy Perry buy an old convent that people aren't using?
I don't know. Katy didn't call me about it first. If she does, I'll let you know, though.
Okay. All right. Zumba Bash. What is that?
Zumba Bash. It's Saturday, August 15th at Rin River Casino Event Center. It will be three hours of Zumba. And the tickets are $15 in advance at Anderson Family Fitness or Haven Humane Society, $20 at the door. And we want to thank Jennifer LaRoya and Anderson Family Fitness for making this event happen. They're going to have 3 hours of dancing. They're going to have several Zumba instructors there. Great music.
What's Zumba?
Oh, Zumba. Zumba is dancing and exercise mixed together.
So is that like you jumping up and down, doing like jumping jacks or?
I mean, no, it's kind of a sexy-looking dance.
Really?
It's not what you just did.
Yeah, or kind of, yeah, like more South American kind of
salsa,
movement.
Kind of
yeah,
type.
A little bit of all of it mixed together.
All right, got it. Doors open at 6:30 at the Wind River Casino Event Center. You know, Wind River, this is going to be August 15th. That's you've got some time to practice before you get there. But, again, another example of Wind River helping to work. Are you going to do that, Mark?
No.
Why not? This is a fundraiser for you guys. Aren't you going to be down?
Yeah, no. I'm not going to Zumba.
You're not going to Zumba?
No, I'm pretty sure I lost about 10 minutes. I'm too out of shape. I'm being honest.
Get it started. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay.
But I was told that I needed to be there.
Oh, you're going to be
there. Needed to be there.
You needed to be there?
Not sure how to take that, but
well, somebody's
I guess
be
we
in
all
charge.
Need exercise.
Somebody's got to be in charge, Diane. And since
yeah.
You're kind of like the newest person there. You could have been, you know, either go to Zumba or clean out the kennels. There you go.
Actually, I told her she had to do that, too.
That's true.
Second Tuesday Club. We like these things. That's going to be on July 14th. Yeah, again, Elements in Cascade or in Creekside Grill at Wind River Resort. What's that going to be?
Yeah. That's come out, bring your friends and family, dine at either Elements or Creekside Grill, and a portion of the evening's proceeds go to Haven's Animals.
And you do this all over town. You've got a lot of backers on this. That's cool.
Yeah, a lot of community members have got on board with this, and so we like to go to a lot of restaurants, local restaurants that, big in the community. So it helps us out a ton, helps save the animals.
Yeah, I look at the hen house, because it's got the name hen in it, which is an animal, and people could get, for every beer, they could get 10%, 10%, 10% of the gate could go to you, you know, hen house, you know. Did you write that down? I know the lady that owns the hen house. I'm sure she'd do something like that.
I wrote it down, yep.
There you go. Okay. Bark in the Park. This is coming up quick.
It is. It's, a week from this Saturday. So it's Saturday, June 11th. Bark in the Park, Colt 45's game. This is the second year that we've partnered with them. They're going to be playing the Portland Stars at 7:15. Tickets are $5, and half of the proceeds go to Haven Humane to help the animals. You can get tickets at the game, or you can get tickets at Haven Humane Society leading up to the game. So come on out and enjoy a great game. The Colt 45's great team, a great place to see a ball game at Tiger Field, and hopefully it won't be as hot next Saturday.
Oh, things are cooling down. You know what, though? Hey, look, the other day, Sunday, when it was so hot on Sunday, they had 500 people there. They had two parties going on, plus another 300, 400 people there. I mean, what they have is when you get ready to play, the shade is on the stands right there. You don't want to be playing in the outfield right then.
Right.
But the shade is in the stands. They've got great, great barbecue, chicken, hot dogs, of course, hamburgers. You can go in and for the price of $5, and it's cheaper if you are a senior like Bob and you, can get in even cheaper. Diane and I would have to pay full price. But you can get in for that and then a hot dog and a drink for $5. You can't beat that. Plus, they have snow cones and everything else. I'm telling you, the Colt 45s is the best way to bring the family out. And now you're selling tickets for it a week from this Saturday.
This Saturday, that's the 11th.
The 11th. That's like there's something happening on the 4th of July that's
Stop.
Big.
Yeah, that's it's big. Independence Day.
Independence Day, but it's also birthdays, too.
There's a ball game, I think, at Colt 45s. You guys are
By the way, it is. It's this Saturday. It's a salute to the veterans at Colt 45 Stadium. So here's the thing is I can talk about Mark's and Haven Humane's because this is a great place. This is a good place. They've done so much. Rick Pesetti's done so much for the stadium. And he has reached out to all of the 501s and good causes to come out there and offer them this opportunity to make money there. But plus, at the same time, you get to see a great game. We're doing a salute to the veterans on the 4th. And for that, veterans can come in. I mean, I've got tickets everywhere out from different veterans organizations to sell them so they can raise money. You've got a Marine Color Guard. Linda singing the national anthem, and then a great baseball game, then fireworks after that. But then on the following Saturday, hey, I'm there. I'm there with you guys.
Good, yeah.
And because it's another great way of raising money. Plus, they're good games, and you can have a great time, all that. All of that at Tiger Field.
Yeah, it's an amazing place to see a game, and Rick has done such a great job of bringing it around.
Security out there, too. So you don't have to worry about walking, through a group of people who are just out there to look and see what's in the back of your truck. Okay. What else y'all got going?
Well, we've got Bark, Wine, and Brew coming up in October. I'm going to let Diane talk a little bit about that.
That is going to be Saturday, October 3rd, and once again at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. The event begins at 5:30. Tickets are $40 prior to September 20th. And we also have table sponsorships for $600, reserved VIP table for 10, sparkling wine, signage, program listings, and
a lot of good giveaways. So you're going to have, live auction, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
A live auction is fantastic. Now, who's going to be the auctioneer? Do we know yet?
We're still working on the auctioneer. You're going to be the MC.
I'm MCing that.
Yes.
And I am all over that one.
Yep.
I emcee several different ones. And I tell you what, Haven Humane is one of my favorites. You know, you guys do things that are just extraordinary without a lot of assets. Yeah, it's true that, there are people, that there's certain donors that have come in and just really come through for Haven. But you guys have got a thankless job. And your volunteers have a thankless job. They face abuse from people daily. And people abuse. Yeah, because you all pick up stray animals. Or you all have these rules about, no, you can't come in and get this pit bull because you want it to guard your garden. You don't need a guard for a tomato garden, do you, huh? And then, so it's those kind of things. And plus the fact of going out and protecting our animals, which we're going to talk about too. But the fact is that you all are one of our top three selections of things of organizations that we support.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
that. Well, but you deserve it.
The whole team appreciates it.
Well, you absolutely deserve it. So tell us more about the Bark, Wine, and Brew. It's going to be a live auction.
We're going to have live auction, silent auction, balloon surprise items, and we're also going to have complimentary beer, wine, and appetizer samplings from the local establishments.
Complimentary. Boy, I tell you, what? And that's pretty cool because about 10:30 at night, then they really get fired up. Last year, we had it at Wind River.
We did.
Just watching your boss last year was just in itself. Just in itself. It was a show. I should have videotaped it on my phone and then shown it later on because it would have been a YouTube with 18 million hits on it because you were trying to make it all happen at one time, and you did. I mean, and there was a lot of changes on the fly there. A lot of orders that, like, what do we call them? Frag orders, we call them in the Marine Corps. Frag orders. Here's your order. You get to a certain point, here comes a frag down, a frag order, that you have to, okay, we're going to adjust here a little bit.
Yeah, I was in scramble mode there for a little while.
Oh, I tell you what, it was great watching you, too. But you know what? You never lost your cool.
No.
And it was a great night.
And it was a lot of fun. And, it's so great to have, our sponsors, our donors, our supporters there, along with our team. We had a lot of staff members and a lot of volunteers there. And to bring everybody together in one place and have fun, and it's just amazing. And so it's one of my favorite nights of the whole year. I'm really glad when it's over because it's a lot of work leading up to it. But during the event, once the scrambling was done, I was able to enjoy it. And that's something that's pretty cool when it's planned so that you can enjoy the event as one of the people that are putting it on, it makes it that much more special. And I really did enjoy last year's event. I enjoyed it a lot at Wind River. I really think that event center is just perfect for what we do. And we've got some surprises this year, too. We're working on some surprises with video and that kind of stuff so people can see it. No, there won't be any clothing issues. It'll be regular surprises. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to this year. I'm hoping that I won't have to be
you're
in scramble
growing,
mode.
You're growing it, buddy.
You won't be scrambling this year.
Diane will be at a high hover today during the show. We'll just watch your – you'll just be kind of levitating over the group when they find out that where are these 46 people going to sit?
Hey, they have a great turnout, over 300 people. It really impresses me.
This year, better.
Yeah, this year we're looking at 350 tickets. Yeah, so... I think that, you know, this is going to be our biggest one and our best one yet, and we're going to just continue growing from here. You know, we're really ramping up the auction items, both live and silent auction items, and we have some new things like the balloon thing and a bidding frenzy.
What's the balloon thing?
It's a chance where you can get something from popping a balloon. So instead of the baskets, we're kind of moving away from that to some different stuff, trying some different stuff this year, and... we're going to have Lou White there with his band again, which is great. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So we definitely encourage everybody to come out. And tickets will be on sale for that probably in the
next 4 weeks.
Yeah, in the next 4 weeks.
Okay,
tickets
and we're
going
to be pushing
that.
This. And we might be able to give some people some giveaway tickets there.
Yep, absolutely.
And the only thing you have to do is promise that you're going to get in there and participate. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Diane Herner, who is the newest
Director of Development.
Director of Development there. A DOD. Director of Development. Diane Herner. Dodd. Hey, when we come back, just like we promised, we are going to talk about how to keep your dogs, cats, all animals safe, comfortable, and cool this summer.
Mary's Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. With everybody heading to the lakes to stay cool, stop by and pick up some methanol-free 93 or high-octane race car fuel. If you plan on traveling this 4th of July weekend or staying at home, we want you to consider coming to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue at the Shasta District Fairgrounds along with Anderson Explodes on July 3rd. $10 donation, all you can eat. This is all done by the donations from the Junior Livestock Sale. So gather up the kids and come on down approximately 3:30. Have dinner and then watch the fireworks. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and kids. Corning, Reading, and Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. 8:48 in the morning. Okay, I'll stop. In the morning here on the 30th of June, 85 degrees out there, going up to 112 today. 112 weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, another veteran-owned business, can fix anything from a chip to a crack over 24 inches in length. How can he do that? He brings it in. He's got a special process. He guarantees his work. Had a 12-inch crack in my windshield he fixed 8 years ago and still can't even see it. It's great. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Diane Herner, who is the Dodd Director of Development, as we call her. Do you have, like, Dodd on your business cards?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay, good. Department.
That would be Doddist, wouldn't it?
Doddist. Oh, yeah, you're the Doddist of Haven Humane. Thank you,
I like
Bob.
That. I like that.
There you go. Hey, yeah. You know, that ought to be worth another 50 cents a week.
Sure.
Something like that.
Thanks, fellas. You guys are good friends.
Dogs and cars.
Dogs and cars, bad.
Okay, what is the phone number?
241-2550 is the animal control number.
241-2550.
Now,
when
you
call that,
dog in a car, yeah, then call them, and that is
that's like a 911, right?
Yeah, that's a top priority for us. Now, unfortunately, it's really, really hot, and so we may have more than one dog in a car, so it may take a little bit for them to
do
get
not
there.
Break the glass.
Don't break the glass. If our officers can't respond quick enough, then you could call RPD, but hopefully our officers will get out there as quickly as possible, and usually they can get out there very
quickly. Okay, now, I saw something on Facebook. I don't look at Facebook a lot. And I just check it after I make an entry about the shows, talking about Mark Story being here. And this lady said that she saw a dog in the parking lot, and, you know, like day before yesterday, it was hot. And this guy was inside eating. So she went in and said, "Your dog's out in the parking lot." She said the guy became very, very irate with her and called her names and goes out. He says it's a service dog. And she said, "Well, why don't you just take it in then if it's a service dog?" So he did. He ended up taking it in there. But, I mean, it's, you know, people just don't think. How fast? It's 105 degrees out. Let's just do 100. It's probably easier for the math for you. How long does it take to heat up so that dog is dead?
Or just damaged. It can take as little as 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
Or 10 minutes, because it'll go up, and it can go up in there, what?
Yeah, 100 degrees, I think it's, in 10 minutes, it's about 130 in the car.
There you go.
And it just climbs from there.
And from there, I mean, this is not a good death.
It's really hot right now. I mean, if it's hot for us, it's hot for them. I mean, there's no difference.
Yeah, and so people that leave, I just saw somebody got arrested for leaving a baby in the car.
Yeah.
Same thing, kill them, or older people, or anybody you leave in the car.
Right.
It's gonna, you know, you shut that car off. Even if you roll the windows down a little bit, it's gonna bake them in there.
Yeah, windows down, a little bit of water. That's not gonna do anything in this heat.
About in the back of my pickup truck, that'll be okay. They got plenty of fresh air.
It's really hot in the back of the pickup truck. The metal, or even if you have a bed liner that black, it's really, really, really hot back there. They have no shade. They have no cover at all in there. So don't leave in the back of the trucks either. They get really hot.
The other thing that you just were just Chris Schwaga, our friend.
Yeah.
Who, I mean, Chris does.
Yeah, Chris.
I just wish Chris wouldn't be so, you know, hold things back like she does. You know, it's not good for her. It's not good for her health, for her to hold things back.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, she's kind of an introvert. I worry about
that. Yeah, I worry about that. She's come on a few times.
You know, Chris called me yesterday because she saw somebody walking two dogs across Clear Creek Bridge, and the dogs were clearly in distress. And, of course, you know, the owner was wearing shoes, and they didn't really care. But the dogs, you could tell, were hot. You know, dogs they sweat through the palms of their feet or the pads on their feet and through their mouth, and that's it. So, you know, when they're on that hot concrete, it's horrible.
It is.
Those pads are not as protected as you think they are.
No.
So,
hot. It's 120 on that concrete. I mean, you can fry eggs on it. That
right.
little dog's or that big dog's feet, it's not. They're not
and
liking it.
Unfortunately, it's hard for us to do something about that kind of circumstance. But still, call 241-2550. Have one of our officers respond out there. We'll do a welfare check on the dogs, and if the dogs are insignificant, health issues, then they'll have to go to a vet, and they'll either have to take them, or our officers will take them and take them to a vet, because it's no joke. It's really hot out there, and you need to be aware of that. You know, if your dog's out in the backyard during this heat, make sure they have shade all day long.
And water.
And water, fresh water. If they don't,
then you
need to check
on
them.
If you're around, yeah.
Because it can get really hot. The cement outside is going to be just scalding hot for them and everything. So if you put them in a little crate outside in on the cement, that's not going to cut it.
You're killing them. Now, and heavily muscled dogs like bulldogs? Other dogs that have, or the dogs with the mashed faces.
Yeah, they have even harder time
breathing and throwing that heat off, and they'll die quicker.
Yeah, so they need somewhere cool. Yeah, definitely need a cool place. And, you know, we keep talking about the 4th, and, you know, you just had Anderson Explodes on earlier. So, fireworks. Please, please, please be aware of where your dogs are during the fireworks, because it's one of the busiest days we have, and we'd like to avoid that. So, and you don't want your dogs running off. So, bring them in the house if you can. If you can't, make sure your fence is secure. Make sure there's no way they can get out. But really keep an eye on your dogs for the fireworks, because they hear them and they go into full flight mode, and they will find any way they can to get away because they think it's right there on top of them. And they're going to run.
Because how many dogs you pick up after the 4th?
It just depends. But, I mean, sometimes it's dozens. It just depends on what we get. A lot of people will find them later. Hopefully your dogs are microchipped or at least have a license on them, or at the very least have a collar with contact information, so if they get somebody, a neighbor, they can call you and get them. But really, please plan ahead. Bring them inside. Put them somewhere. Put them in the garage and give them some water and stuff. But, you know, don't leave them outside during the fireworks, because it's very scary for them, and they will run.
Well, I tell you what, having them chipped, Linda, you know, of course, had Elk Killer chipped the same day she had me chipped. So we can find out if anything, you know, if he disappears.
Yeah,
she disappears.
The difference is Elk Killer's is when they read it, when our officers read it, they'll get a phone number. Yours is actually a tracking module.
Well, it's a tracking module, which is why I wear the tinfoil vest. You know, if you see me,
it's
wearing
a good
that.
Look
it's,
for
it,
you, though.
It keeps Linda knowing exactly where I am. She's got within a square mile.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, what about cats? The cats, I mean. We always talk about dogs, but what about the other animals, like horses? I think pigs are, because of the way that their bodies. I mean, people have pigs, and everything gets affected by this.
Absolutely,
heat, though, right?
They all need cover. They all need fresh water that's available. They all need the shade. Every one of them. Cats, if they're outdoor cats, they're going to find shade, but that doesn't mean they're going to find water. So you need to make sure that you have fresh water for them. Me personally, I think all cats should be indoors, but that's a personal thing for me. I don't think we should have outdoor cats because they...
I wish that the people in my neighborhood felt that way.
Well, you know what? There's community cats that I think are fine outside because they live their whole life outside. But for the own cats that are at home, I just think that when they're in the air conditioning, they're safer. But they're going to find shelter as long as you provide water for them. But for the farm animals and stuff, they need shelter and they need water. Don't leave them outside like that, because they're just as susceptible to the heat as anything
else.
Yeah.
Okay, so don't leave dogs in the back of the pickup trucks, because those things will just reflect heat just as bad. Even though they're outside, they can be, you know, they have to. You know, they might be standing on a surface that's 140 degrees, and so that's really rough on them. Make sure you have plenty of water if you have outdoor animals. It's 90 degrees as of right now.
Yeah,
90 degrees, and so since Bob checks this a lot, the temperature has jumped like 5 degrees in the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, and
90
degrees. When it's going to be 114 or whatever it is today, and you get home, and you're like, hey, I'm going to go for a short run just because I feel like I need to run. You know, and my dog's excited. Yeah, he wants to go with you. Don't bring him with you, because you're going to put on some shoes. Your dog's going to run, and your dog's going to run because your dog loves you and wants to do anything you want. But his feet are going to be burning, and he's not going to be able to dissipate that heat, and you're going to put him in jeopardy. So
over
if
a
you
month
want
ago,
to run in the heat, more power to you, but please don't run with your dog.
That's right. And you fall down, you know that, you know, that's your choice. It's not the dog's choice.
Right.
Linda took Elk Killer for a walk over a month ago. And it was still hot enough out there that she was afraid. She was on her way down to the vets to maybe get an IV. But, you know, of course, Elk Killer can withstand anything. So just to be aware of that. And that's a good point, that you're going out for a walk on a river trail. Gosh, it's shady. May not be shady for your dog. So, okay. Diane, last thoughts here before I get back to Mark. You're the director of development.
Yes. Well, I encourage people to come to Bark in the Park on July 11th. Then we have our second Tuesday Club on July 14th at Wind River. The Zumba Bash in August. That's August 15th. And then
we'll talk about that again.
Again, because that was so exciting.
Well, we're going to have you come in and do Zumba.
Oh, a sample. All right.
A sample of Zumba. Or Mark can do it. That'd be good.
That would be a lot more interesting.
Have a good 4th. By the way, happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you. And we will be closed Saturday the 4th in honor of the holiday.
That's right.
Haven will be.
Okay,
be
again, everybody, 241-2550 for emergencies for animals. You see an animal in a car, 241-2550. We're going to put this right on the top on our webpage, too, so you can have that. But it's call Haven Humane. If you see a dog or an animal or a kid or me in the back of a car, give Haven Humane a call.
And if you see a kid or you in the back of a car, 911. Call RPD.
Yeah, it's 911. But Haven Humane has this little, you have a thermometer gun, so you can just reach in there and see how hot it is.
We do. Yeah, I'll have heat guns.
All right. Thanks a lot for being here.
Thanks
tomorrow. All types of things happening tomorrow with people coming in on Wednesday. We're going to be talking. We are going to get to Siskiyou County Water Wars and find out what's going on with that, what happened yesterday in the meetings. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's going to be 112 today. It's 90 degrees right now. Be careful out there. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
But I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. New Jersey's Governor Chris Christie has made it official a short time ago, announcing he is in the running for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. Christie, the 14th big-name Republican to jump into the race for the GOP nomination. The Eurozone's top official says that the 19 finance ministers of that currency union will have a teleconference tonight. They'll be assessing the latest proposals from Athens to keep the bailout negotiations up and running. The ministers will have their conference just 5 hours before the European portion of Greece's bailout program expires. The talks were broken off when Greece's prime minister announced a referendum over the weekend. The Eurozone official says in a tweet that he organized the meeting to discuss the official request of the Greek government that was received earlier today. The